Time to run.
The Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway, 13.1 edition. The Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway 13.1 edition, is a podcast for anyone entered in or thinking about entering the inaugural edition of the Jeff Galloway 13.1 Half Marathon on the weekend of December 12th through 14th in Atlanta, Georgia. This podcast will help you learn everything you need to know about training for the event using Jeff Galloway's Run, Walk, Run training method from the race directors and from Jeff himself. Join us as we give you all the tools you need to make this amazing event a running memory you'll never forget.
Hello and welcome to episode number 4 of the Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway 13.1 edition. How's things, huh? This is your host, Kevin. I'm once again out this morning before the sun, getting in my 5-mile run, using a 30-30 this morning. Whew, how's it going? Got to keep it down. It's about 5:05 in the morning, and I don't want to wake up any of these sleeping neighbors. Gorgeous morning. There is a moon in the sky, as big and bright as I may have ever seen it. How bright, someone may have asked? I'm casting a shadow. The moon is so bright, it's casting a shadow along the ground. And I'm trying to keep up with it. So how things been going? It's been a while, huh? It's been too long, I know. But I can promise you that just as you and I have been working at our training and our daily lives, those good folks down in Atlanta have been working rather diligently, putting together what you can only imagine is a huge list of items that need to be worked on and need to all come together at the right moment in December. And so it's time for us to get together again, talk a little bit about it. So my training, I'm going through one health issue that I've worked through once before in the past and has returned. I'm not really going to get into it on this podcast. I go into it in rather excruciating detail on that other podcast I do. So if you're at all interested, you can go over there and listen to it. But suffice to say, it's making my training a little more difficult than I had hoped. Hence the 30-30 ratio. But I'm getting through it. And I certainly hope it doesn't stand in my way of having a great time in December. Let me rephrase that. I will not let it stand in my way in December of having a great time. So, in this episode, let's catch up with Jeff again. Find out a little bit about where he's been, what he's been up to, some of the very cool things he's accomplished in the last 5 weeks or so since we spoke with him. Find out where he's going to be, because if he's in your neighborhood, I promise you, you don't want to miss that. He puts on a great show. And as you'll hear, the way the guy collects his frequent flyer miles, odds are he's going to be in your neighborhood. So we'll have that conversation. And then, of course, we'll ask him about what's going on with his inaugural half marathon in December, just to prove that there is a lot of progress being made and that his hardworking group is right on top of it all. We will, of course, also talk about running with Jeff. My favorite topic, right? Your favorite topic, no doubt. Really, another really good conversation I think you'll like. While we're on the topic of the Jeff Galloway 13.1, I managed to catch up with Vaso Ceremos. Vaso has a very special relationship with Jeff in that he trusts her to put together his Italy retreat. Vaso is with runitaly.com, and I know you've heard in the past Jeff speak about his Italy trips. Pretty amazing stuff. So I think it only stands to reason that if Jeff trusts her with a trip like that, it makes sense that he also trusts her to put together a retreat for his half marathon in December. So I caught up with Vaso a day or two ago, had some questions to ask her about what she's putting together for December. I think you'll find some interest in that as well. Very cool stuff, and I'd recommend you consider it, especially if you're heading to Atlanta from out of town and would rather concentrate on your training than the logistics of what you're going to do, where you're going to stay, and particularly how you're going to keep the rest of your family occupied in that gorgeous city. Let her do it for you. So we'll catch up with her, have a conversation about that. Lots of good stuff. Once again, this podcast is being sponsored by our good friends at Gym Boss, the makers of the Jeff Galloway Run Walk Run Interval Timer, and Squish Bands, the coolest little running device on the market. So let's get to the good stuff, huh? We'll chat again at the end. You'll enjoy your extra mile.
Okay, let's head back over to the Extra Mile Podcast Galloway Edition hotline. And once again, my favorite part of the show, we've got Mr. Jeff Galloway with us on the phone. Hi, Jeff. How are we this afternoon?
Kevin, it is great to be here as always. I love these shows that you put on.
Thank you. Where did we catch you today?
I'm back in Atlanta. Got in from Mayo Clinic in Minnesota last night.
Ah, so you got some honeydews on the list while you're in town there quickly?
Oh, yes, and from all areas, too, from the business as well as the home.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, listen, let's get right to it because I've got a full plate for us this afternoon. I'm looking forward to this one. You and I have not spoken for about 5 weeks, I think, and you have, as always, been a very busy runner. So let's catch up just a little bit on some of the more interesting things that I've picked up on you've done in the last 5 or so weeks. And the first one I want to talk about is the Tahoe retreat. I know that's one of, or maybe your favorite retreat you do, and I've seen more so than usual lots of amazing pictures on Facebook that just got me chomping at the bit for Tahoe. How'd that one go?
Kevin, you've got to come to it. It really is what I call the best week that we spend all year, and we spend a lot of wonderful weeks, but it's a combination of great weather. It virtually never rains out there in the summertime. Blue skies every day, 75 degrees to 78 degrees usually as a high, and 10% humidity. But the trails are spectacular. We go on a different trail every day. We also do some hikes in the afternoon in addition to the morning runs. And you just feel so good all the time out there because of the continuing series of good experiences, including the people. It's just friendly people. You get to know them. They are friends ongoing. And you laugh a lot. You just share really great experiences the whole time. So you just got to join us out here. It's the best.
I would love to. I tell you what, those pictures are amazing. You get these pictures, the thing I like about them, besides everybody smiling and have a great time, you get a real sense of the environment out there. And you can see some of those trails you're talking about and the blue sky. I've never seen a more blue sky in my life, for crying out loud.
Well, I really got into trails in a big way by training out there when I was training to go over to Russia, Africa, and a few other places as a member of our U.S. team. And I discovered that most of the trails that you can run out there are not these rugged, rocky, rooty things. They're totally runnable. They're just really just wonderful surface to run on. And it's just a joy to get your endorphins in such a wonderful environment.
Interesting. So if there's anybody who has not seen those, I would encourage you to get right to Facebook and check out all of those wonderful pictures that Jeff's got up on his Facebook page. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was an event you ran in Alaska that after how many marathons, 170-ish or so?
This was 190. My last one was number 190 before Alaska.
Well, you did something in Alaska I think you've never done before. Is that right?
A new PR, and that was for doing an ultra for the first time in our history. Barb hadn't done one either, so we became ultra marathoners up there.
Very neat. Tell me about that event. How far?
Well, they had announced this about a couple of months ago, but somehow we didn't catch the announcement. But they added to their whole series of events, 5K, kids race, half marathon, marathon. They added an ultra of a 49K in the 49th state, and it was just too hard for us to pass up. We had to give it a shot. Now, here's the deal. This race in Anchorage in August this is our fifth year, and the temperature has been in the same range every single year, which is just typical for August in Anchorage. And that is, at the start of the race, it's been between 51 and 55 degrees. At the finish, it's been between 57 and 61 degrees.
Well, that's interesting. So it's one of those deals where you always say that's one of the things you can't control is the weather the day you show up. But this one, you almost can't you?
I'm never going to claim that we control the weather. I will say that if you go to Anchorage in August at that week, you're going to tend to have just ideal running conditions.
Very good. So for those who are metric challenged, which I include myself because I honestly had to Google this, you ran 49K, which is 30.45 miles. Is that not just the farthest you've run in the event? Is that the farthest you've ever run, period?
It's not. When I was training for the Olympics and for other world-class competition in the 70s and early 80s, I ran as far as 35 miles. I usually actually ran 30 milers in preparation for my marathons. The 35 miler was a fluke. I actually got lost. I was out running in a forest, and I was enjoying it so much, I didn't make the right turn and added some distance. Interestingly enough, I also, before my Olympic trials marathon, I ended up running between 31 and 33 miles. It was on a beach, but I also, again, got bad information as to how far it was in one direction, and it ended up being farther than I thought. And it was a risk that I would do that 3 weeks before the Olympic trials, but it paid off, so what can I say?
That's funny. Tell me a little bit about the ratio that you and Barbara, how'd you run that race, that 49K?
Well, good question, because we changed things a bit. We have been using 15 seconds and 15 seconds, and it's really worked well, particularly in terms of recovery. We found that we feel significantly better, and the legs rebound significantly faster from 15-15, even versus 20-20 and 30-30. And I think I told you earlier that we ran Boston and then 6 days later ran Big Sur, and then the morning after Big Sur, we were out running on Carmel Beach. I mean, even when we were doing 30-30, it was a little tough to run the day after, but no problem with 15-15. Now, what we decided, since we were pushing from our last long run of 26 miles up to over 30 miles, that we would drop back and the walking, we'd add some to the walking. So we ran 15 seconds, we walked 22. We did that through about 10 miles, and then we were feeling good enough, so we just got on back into our regular cycle of 15-15, and honestly, we did not feel any different throughout, and especially at the end, than we do on marathons.
Interesting. That's very neat. You did something called the, you alluded to it just a few minutes ago, just getting back from the Mayo Clinic, the Healthy Human Race Half Marathon and Relay.
Yes, it's in Rochester, Minnesota, the home of the original Mayo Clinic, and what an honor to be associated with Mayo Clinic. I did a lunch and learn on Friday for Mayo employees, and then did a series of clinics for this Mayo Healthy Human Races weekend, and it really brought a lot of people from around the state and to some extent really around the country coming to Mayo headquarters and running in this event. It was a little warmer for the folks there. It was starting temperature was about 72 or 73 degrees, and it was very humid, I guess about 90%, maybe a little higher. So there was a lot of sweating going on. Good news was it was cloudy. But the whole weekend was really upbeat. There were there was a good expo with a lot of products represented and a lot of interesting and innovative products. And, of course, Barb gets around to the booths more than I do, but she was telling me about all these things, and I would sneak off every once in a while and go look into them and see what they're doing. And actually, some of them look pretty interesting.
Remind us all again how you started that relationship with the Mayo Clinic.
Well, it mainly started by the 26.2 with Donna and the Mayo campus that is in Jacksonville, Florida. This event, as you know, Kevin, because it's near and dear to your heart too,
yep.
Was initiated by Donna Deegan, who has fought off breast cancer 3 times. And this event puts every bit of the proceeds into breast cancer research and care for women. 70% of it goes into breast cancer research at Mayo Clinic, and they have funded $4 million worth of research in just a few years. So it's really just the right thing for a fundraiser event to do. And as a result of that, I received interest from the other two Mayo campuses in Rochester and in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I have done a number of clinics around there, not only to promote that event, but the Mayo Clinic in Rochester has brought me in several times to work with their sports medicine team up there. And they have a fantastic group, and they've really expanded their sports medicine arena. And, of course, I just don't know anybody better in medicine than Mayo Clinic. It's just an honor to be associated with them.
Well, good for you. I hadn't intended on actually talking about that race, but for those of you who are interested, that marathon is takes place February 13th, 14th, and 15th of 2015, and it's an amazing event. So it's certainly getting close to that time that you want to
get
your...
26.2 with Don, and I'll be there this year. Look, can't wait.
Oh, good. You haven't been able to show up for a few years, huh?
Well, just last year. Yeah,
just
I missed
last?
It. Just last year. Yeah.
Great. Breastcancermarathon.com if you're interested. Let's talk a little bit about, we caught up a little bit, but let's make sure we stay ahead of you. So if there's any listeners out there that want to make sure they they get there before you do. Where are you headed coming up? I see maybe Disneyland's coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
Yeah, so after you've run a 49-kilometer and you have a wonderful 13.1 at Mayo Clinic, where do you go next? Well, Disneyland.
Yep. Where are you going? Yeah.
It's the Dumbo Double Dare weekend, and I'm going to be a Dumbo this weekend. The clinics and the expo is of course always energized at all the Disney events. It's just exciting for me to just be solving problems and helping people all day long at the expo, and then to get out there and run those events. So the 10K is on Saturday morning, and the half marathon is on Sunday morning.
Well, perfect. If you're interested in catching up with Jeff, he'll be there. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to run those races. It's only a couple of days anyway, but those are all sold out. You got some beach retreats coming up, if I'm not mistaken, as well. Blue Mountain, maybe?
Yes, we are. We are doing. There's a friend of mine named Chris Gillespie who has founded a group called Team 413, and it is a ministry, and he is out there to just help people who are trying, people of values, people of faith who want to learn more about fitness. And so I'm helping him advise people on good ways to do this. And he and I will be conducting this retreat down there at Blue Mountain Beach. It turns out that he just retired from being a physical therapist and is actually in the Physical Therapy Hall of Fame. So he will be giving some talks in that area. And then I'll be doing the running stuff, and we'll be doing our runs in the forest and runs on the beach and just really having a good time. That is a closed event. We've already filled that up. But there'll be another one in late September. So the weekend of the 26th through the 28th, we will have one. We still have openings. We'd love to see people. It, again, is a great time for individual consultations, individual running form evaluations, and just a very relaxing time in a beautiful place. We run on the forest trails that are mostly pine straw trails. It's really nice.
Great. Well, obviously the information about the retreats can be found at jeffgalloway.com, but you can find some other information about Team 14 or 413 at team413.org. So very good. Something called the National Park Half Marathon Series. Jeff, what's the deal with that one?
Well, this is a new venture, relatively new. I guess they've had a couple of them, but they have swung a relationship with the national parks to be able to bring people to the parks in a very healthy way. And so these events are going to be staged at the national park areas. And beautiful areas. This is the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. I have been there many times. It's not that far from Atlanta. And it's really going to be a neat event. I'm looking forward to it. I obviously can't tell you about the course. I haven't run it, but I'll tell you about it afterwards.
There you go. We'll catch up. Yeah, very good. Let's see. One other thing I had. Oh, you're going back to Disney, the Tower of Terror.
Yes, Tower of Terror, 10 Mile, that will be the night of the 4th of October. And that's one of the two night events that Disney has. The other one is the Wine and Dine the following month in November. But I've run all of the editions of Tower of Terror, and I have to tell you that it is spectacular the way that Disney lights up the venues as you run through them. I like night events better than daytime events.
Is that why is that, Jeff? Is it part of it with the cooler sun kind of thing, or just a different environment?
That's part of it, but this is really ridiculous. But when I run at night, it feels like the miles go by quicker. I have no idea why that is. It's pure sensation, but it really is interesting how that seems to be. And I've heard from several others that, say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Just different. Just different, maybe, huh?
Yeah. And then, of course, the characters are out there. You go through the venues, and they throw the spotlights on them. They keep several of the rides running, including the Tower of Terror ride and the Rock and Roller Coaster, which is my favorite ride at Disney World.
Well, very good. What else did I have on here? That's about all I had as far as where you were going next. Is there anything we didn't touch upon that you wanted to make sure the listeners know you're going to be there?
No, I incidentally have seen a number of listeners who are at in between different events and airports, uh-huh. at clinics and running stores, and of course I am in a lot of running stores as we go through,
sure.
and several of them actually have come through my Pheidippides stores in Atlanta, and I've enjoyed meeting them and talking to them, and they love the podcast, as do I. It's just
a
great job.
Every time
that
one of them sends me a note saying, oh, I'm going to be at so-and-so and can't wait to meet Jeff, and I tell them, well, make sure you tell him you listen to this podcast. He loves to talk to listeners. So
I sure do.
Have reached out to me after and of course, told me how wonderful it was to meet you and send me pictures usually.
We are runners. We like seeing and talking running together.
Yeah, I totally agree. Listen, I noticed that you were quoted on a website that I'm sure you're aware of called the Active Times website, and they put together an article that was entitled The 20 Best Running Quotes of All Time, Wise Words to Help You Remember Everything That's Great About Running. Congratulations.
Well, again, I'm just honored that one of my quotes was selected. I probably have about a million quotes that could be up there, but they got a good one.
Yeah, they did. Do you know it off the top of your head? I don't want to put you on the spot. I have it here in front of me, but I'd rather you say it.
Why don't you say it? Because I, you know, I said it off the cuff, so
yeah,
I don't remember word for word.
It. The quote is exactly, we are designed to run, and we increase our chances of daily happiness when we do.
Yep.
Very nice. Very nice. And you're up there with some pretty good company, Jesse Owens, Hal Higdon, Alberto Salazar. This is like a virtual who's who of our sport. Congratulations.
Like I say, I'm honored.
I just got a lot. You and I haven't spoken. We're going to have to start doing this more often so that I don't have to take up our entire time catching up on stuff. I see where you have, or you will soon, take the very popular ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And I want to say
yes.
You and I are speaking on Monday the 25th, and I want to say on Wednesday you're gonna take the plunge of some sort, right?
Absolutely.
It's going to
be up.
Teaser.
It's going to be up on our website, and we'll do Facebook, I'm pretty sure. My son Brennan is our videographer, and he has a lot of good things that he does with his video production. So anyway, look for something fun. We're going to have some fun.
Good, good. Yeah, he's doing a great job, and I love to see it. In fact, there was one today on plantar fasciitis and an exercise that you can do to help with that or help to prevent.
Yeah, that toe squincher has virtually eliminated the plantar fascia among those that used to have it before. It's a prevention exercise.
Let's jump to the Jeff Galloway 13.1 half marathon news and see if there's anything that's gone on, anything that we need to make sure we talk about since the last time we spoke, Jeff. Tell us a little bit about the course. Is there anything about the course we should know about? I know you have the map out there, but specifically the course.
Yes, I put this course together, running segments of it at various times, but I have to run all of this by our police and security person because of the permits that you have to do. And after going back and forth, I had not seen what ended up being the permitted course until a couple weeks ago and drove the course. And I was actually surprised because initially it didn't look like we were going to get permitted to run by the Martin Luther King Center, but we are. And it just adds another, place, a stellar site in Atlanta, landmark of our city that we're proud of. Anyway, we'll go by that. We also go around the Jimmy Carter Library. We go down the Beltline that was recently written up in Wall Street Journal, the Beltline in Atlanta, and that section was highlighted. And it's a beautiful section, gives a great vista of the downtown Atlanta skyline as you're running towards it. Runs around Piedmont Park, which is just beautiful. And then the last 2 miles plus are in the park. So you're away from traffic. It's just really nice. And by the way, walkers are welcomed. We're going to have at least 4.5 hours for walkers to come in. I mean, almost everybody in our society can walk half marathon in 4.5 hours. And basically, we want you. So walkers, come and see us.
Very good. Anything else we should talk about for the course? I have a question or two I wanted to get out there, but you got anything in the way of...
Well, we've got some design work going on the medal, and it's going to be a spectacular medal. I'll just tell you right now, but we hope to have something up within the next 3 weeks visually so you can see what it's going to look like. Then the other thing is we are going to have a costume division. We're actually going to have some prize money devoted to costumes. And in Atlanta, when that happens, we usually see a lot of really fun entertainment out on the course as the runners wear costumes, both for the 5K, Barb's 5K on Saturday, and our 13.1. And then finally, we're going to have a bunch of drum beat music out on the course, different drum beats at different times to keep you upbeat, ready to go, keep the rhythm going. That's really exciting.
Very good. This is just going to be a fun event. That's all. I'm so looking forward to this one, and I can't wait to see those sights, because this is not going to be one of those races that I would ever go to and see how fast I could run this thing. I'm going to take my time and see everything that's on the course. And now we've got some drums and some costumes to look around at. Very good. I'm interested in that.
Well, I will say, Kevin, that we have had several people now who have run, I believe, all of the Atlanta half marathon courses. And they tell me that, because I haven't run all of the Atlanta half marathon courses, but the ones that have tell me that this is the least hilly of any of them. You're not going to eliminate hills in Atlanta, but
right.
I believe we've done a real good job of minimizing them.
Well, good. I can't wait for it. Listen, while we're on the subject of Atlanta, I don't want to get into specifics of the retreat itself, but I would like to ask you a couple of questions about, I see that there's a Jeff Galloway 13.1 retreat package, and I've got a discussion lined up with the gal that's taking care of that for you and doing all the planning, and her name is Vaso, and she and I are going to talk about some of the specifics, but I'd like to talk about the retreat package kind of generically, if I could. You have obviously worked with Vaso in the past, so can you tell me where and why did you pick her for this very special event?
Well, first of all, Vaso and I became connected through the Athens Marathon package. She is the niece of Paul Samaras, who runs that package and does a wonderful job, and she learned the business through working with him on that, and shouldered more and more of the responsibilities, and decided at a point that she wanted to do a special tour to the Rome Marathon. And so having seen her work in Athens, I said, well, I want to support you on this. And so we've gone over there all 3 years that it has been conducted, and she indeed takes care of everything. And the thing about tours and retreats is that you don't want to have to worry. In the case of Rome, there's another language over there, and there are different customs. And so she takes care of all those logistics, get you places, get you in and out to the airport and so forth. Well, she did such a good job. We started talking about our 13.1 event, and she said, what do you think about doing a retreat that weekend? And I said, Sounds good to me. So as we flesh it out, and she'll explain what it is, the overall concept is that there'll be more individual time to see other things around than just the race itself. There's the Georgia Aquarium, the World of Coca-Cola. They're just a bunch of different things that can be added to a visit to Atlanta, and with some special hospitality things that Barbara and I will do with the retreat group.
Very good. Well, like I said, Vasa and I are going to talk, get into a lot more detail later on this week, so I'll add that to this episode as well and put up all the pertinent websites. And she's got it nailed down so that you know, you can do as much or as little on this as you want. You can create your own package. It's pretty amazing. And you know, if you've done some of it and you want a little part of the other, she'll work with you. And it's so it sounds like a really neat, especially for someone who has maybe not been to Atlanta or has been to Atlanta and, you know, just been through the airport or something silly like that. It's a wonderful city.
Well, I'm very, very proud of Atlanta, and this event and the retreat package in particular helps to see some of the really neat things that we have in this area.
So once again, just another part of this race that will be quite unique, I think. I don't know that I know of any other than, you know, some of your Rome, your Italy things and Athens, but I don't know of any other events that give this as an option. So,
not in the U.S. Yeah.
Congratulations. While we're on the subject of that 13.1, let's talk. I have a few questions here, if you don't mind getting into some running specifics, if you don't mind. As we sit today, we're between 14 and 15 weeks away from the big weekend. So it's time to get off the couch. But if you're not off the couch yet, it's not too late. So that's
no,
that's
it's not. Not at all. Not at all. The point is that if you are on the couch right now, just start walking, realizing that whatever mileage you walk, you build that endurance. But running is introduced on the short runs at first, in which you jog for 5, 10, or 15 seconds and walk the rest of the minute. And that gradually introduces the legs and feet and so forth to the running motion, allows it to adapt, and then you're on your way.
There is a free half marathon training schedule available at jeffgalloway131.com, and I'll put that in the show notes. But if you look at the top and you look under the training tab, you'll find an absolutely free training program. And, Jeff, it differs a tiny bit from the program that I follow all the time. My Bible, if you will, of all things Galloway is the training programs book. This program, I think generically would, to me, seems to be a tad more gentle.
Yes.
Is that on purpose, or why does it differ, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, part of it is the demographics of people running half marathons. It used to be that only folks who had been running for several years attempted a half marathon, but
right.
Increasingly today you have people who get off the couch and 6 months later finish a half marathon, some who have run less than that. Generally speaking, it is nice to have 6 months of training, but if you have a really gentle training program such as we provide on the jeffgalloway131.com, you can pull yourself along without getting overextended. The variable, as always, Kevin, and you bring this up real well, is just the amount of walking versus the amount of running. If you're ever challenged by huffing and puffing, or the beginnings of aches and pains, you simply put more walking in, and at first you reset everything by just walking for 2 or 3 minutes gently, and then you start back up with just short amounts of running. And usually the body is going to completely reset itself when you do that.
I just make this comment to you, Jeff. I think it's amazing the way when you put one of the training programs up, it's associated with a particular race. I noticed you've done this at the Donna race as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, hey, we're going to take it right out of the book and throw it up there. You add some sort of value to it based on that particular race. So I would encourage anyone who's getting in any of these races to check out the training programs that Jeff spends a lot of time on specific to that race. So good on you, Jeff.
Great.
And listen, you and I have spoken about it, but I'm always curious, and I've gotten a few questions about how someone takes a calendar, whether it's from the training programs book, any of your books, or the one that's up on jeffgalloway131.com, and jumps into a training program based on where they're at today. In other words, perhaps week one is a 3 mile long run. Well, I'm already doing 5 miles. Should they stay where they are until the calendar catches up, or what do you normally recommend? How do we jump into a schedule at 1%?
Well, that's a good question, and I get asked that an awful lot. It really goes back to when I was writing my book, Year Round Plan. That's the most comprehensive of all my books. In that book, I actually have a year-round plan for three different levels, to finish, to run a little faster, or to maximize performance. But it has 5K, 10K, half, and full in each one. So the key then is how do you arrange it based on your calendar? And the answer to that one is quite simple. You just count back as to how many weeks you have, and then look at the schedule that's up there. And then once you get the schedule of runs superimposed on the calendar, you look at the first date when you're supposed to get out there and run and see if you're ahead or behind. In your case, Kevin, if you are already ahead of the schedule, in other words, the schedule says 3 miles, but you've already been running five, then you have the option of either staying at five and waiting for the schedule to catch up with you, or you can, if you're time challenged or whatever, you'll still be right on schedule for the race if you just follow the schedule. So it's really up to you.
Perfect. And once again, I know you and I have spoken about this many times in the past, but from my emails I can tell that we've got a lot of first-time marathoners for this race.
Yes.
I'm not sure why that is. I'm not sure that it matters a lot. I think it's nothing but great news. So be that as it may, tell me once again about the pace of the long runs and adjusting for the warm weather that we're in the middle of right now.
Well, I think beginners are definitely more attuned to the anxiety of a new challenge. And I have to tell you with complete certainty, if you'll follow the guidelines, and when in doubt, you drop back to more walking and less running, you can keep adjusting until you find a gentle enough pace and a gentle enough run, walk, run that allows you to go those distances and prepare. But the big variable here for comfort and avoiding issues is to make sure, first of all, you're pacing yourself. And the guideline is very simple because we've gotten hundreds of thousands through races. And the guideline is to go 2 minutes per mile slower than you could currently run in a marathon. And you can either do that by going to our website, jeffgalloway.com, where there is a computation function that will allow you to compute what your current ability in a marathon is from a 5K or a magic mile, a 1 mile time trial, or another distance event. And then once you get that per mile time in the marathon, you can add 2 more minutes to it to get a safe pace for long runs. But it's never a problem to run slower than that, because slower means quicker recovery. Slower means that you're not pushing yourself as hard, and yet you will get all the endurance based on the distance that you cover, even if you walk the whole darn thing. Now, with that said, the run-walk-run ratio then further takes away adversity from aches and pains on long runs. And you'll see on our website and in the book, Galloway Training Programs, which is our most popular training book, all of the ratios that you can use. But realize that when it says that a ratio for 12 minutes per mile is, say, 2 and 1, you can actually benefit more from doing a 60-30 or a 40-20, and it's always okay to drop down to the next ratio of 1-1 and do 30-30, 20-20, or like Barbara and I do 15-15, and you'll recover even faster.
Very good. I get that question a lot, too, and I think it's important to point out, just like you did, that those are guidelines. Those are not mandatory ratios. And I get a lot of people saying, well, Jeff's book says I should be doing a 2-1, but it just, you know, I get too tired and I want to slow down. I'm like, do it. And Jeff doesn't say, you know, you have to do a 2-1 or stop running, for crying out loud.
Absolutely. And always keep in mind that the default mode is to walk the whole distance of it. And there are a few people that have to do that, few people that I'm coaching every week because of sickness or, you know, they had to drop out of running for 3 or 4 weeks due to family or whatever. And they come back by staying on the program by just walking the whole distance. And I've not had anybody yet that hasn't been able to do their event once they stayed on track by walking the long ones.
This seems like a very silly question, but I know that it's not because it's actually my question, so it can't be silly, right?
That's right, Kevin.
You mentioned about slowing down, if you need to slow down. But here's my question. If I need to slow down, how do you recommend that I do that? Now, I know that sounds silly because I'm asking, how do I slow down? But my point is, do I actually try to run slower during my run break or run ratio, or do I just increase the walk breaks interval and try to keep the run part of it at the same kind of, you know, pace?
Well, it's far from a silly one, because almost every clinic I get at least one question in that general area. And what it usually, how it's usually phrased is, you know, I try to slow down, but I'm still running a minute per mile or 2 minutes per mile faster than I should be running on
exactly
my long runs. And when I quiz them, most of them are following the run, walk, run guidelines. So in that case, and actually in all cases, if you walk more and run less, you're simply going to erase more fatigue. And it's just a much better way of doing it. And I see the benefits of that every day, because people get this eureka moment when they are having trouble, and they remember me saying that you can adjust your run, walk, run in midstream. They do. And instead of running 2 minutes and walking one, they drop down to 30-30, and eureka, I feel wonderful. I have all the endurance. I'm not huffing and puffing anymore.
Right, right. Well, I know you're big on mantras, and if I'm not mistaken, you just we spoke a little bit about a little ago about Brendan putting out some of the different. Oh, I know when it was. It was on your blog posting. You just put something out.
Series
on mantras. But my favorite one is, and you'll recognize it, is always when I'm out on a long run and I'm feeling, you know, very tired. My favorite mantra is, you can't run too slow.
That's a good one, and it really does work, and it's true.
Well, listen, one last thing. I have an observation I thought was kind of interesting from a good friend of ours. His name's Tom. He's from North Carolina, and it appears to it appears to Tom that you seem to be recommending to your e-coaching clients and during your discussions and just generally that, and actually you use them too, shorter intervals.
Yes,
is
that's
that
the trend.
Tell me why that is. It's almost, maybe it's a chicken egg kind of question, just because maybe there's just a lot more people just starting out that need that, or is that a kind of a eureka thing that you're trying to pass on to your clients?
You have to realize that I gather my research and experience from the feedback from others, and I average around 100 email questions a day. Almost always a problem involved, and so I'll give them what I feel is a solution, and almost always it's based on a run, walk, run adjustment. So we do the adjustment, and then 90% of them get back to me. So what I do is go through every one of these things and sort out what the advice was, what worked, what didn't work, and then I change my advice every month. Recently, it's not really dramatic changes, it's subtle changes. But where the changes have really made the biggest difference is in the reduction in the time of running into shorter segments of running. What we're finding here, after tens of thousands of these reports, is that when a person shortens the segment, the recovery is significantly faster. In other words, if you look at 1-1 versus 30-30, the recovery from 30-30 for most people is just dramatically faster. But it's even faster for most people if they go down to 20-20, and the 15-15 for most is even faster than that. Now, there are some individual differences, and so what I suggest is that you give things a try. And every Tuesday, you try 4 to 6 half-mile segments at a pace that you want to run in a race, and try the ratios out and see which ones seem to feel more natural at that pace, and which ones you feel you're getting used to. And over time, your body will adapt, and then you'll feel 2-3 months later, you know, at first I didn't like this, but I realized that this is easier on my system. So it's all a matter of you testing things out regularly and then going with what works best for you.
Very good. Thanks, Jeff. Listen, that's all I had that I had to talk about this afternoon. I appreciate your time as always, and I will once again tee it up on my calendar to send you another email in a few weeks and beg you to come on and tell us what else is going on with this 13.1.
Well, thank you. I will be doing this little teaser ice bucket challenge thing that you'll see put out on Wednesday, and I have to tell you that there were two really good friends in Atlanta in the early days of the running boom here, Laura Matlaw Murphy and Jack Parker, two great people who passed away due to ALS, and in their name I'm going to be issuing checks to the ALS Society because they're doing a great job, and I'm just glad that they're getting some recognition for what they're doing.
Amazing. That's amazing. So good on you, Jeff. I'll make sure that we post the links to that website, and yeah, you got a little teaser out there. You got me wondering who you're gonna name.
Yeah, I got some folks I'm gonna be challenging here that you'll know.
Good. Well, thanks a lot this afternoon, Jeff, and safe travels, and I know we'll talk again shortly.
I'm looking forward to it, Kevin. You do a wonderful job and enjoy every run.
Thank you very much. Take care, Jeff.
See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's head back over to the Extra Mile Podcast Galloway Edition Hotline, and we've got another very special guest for this episode, Vaso Samaras. Vaso, how are you today?
I'm good, Kevin. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Where did we catch you today? What part of the United States are you in?
Actually, right now I'm in Boulder, Colorado.
Nice. Perfect weather,
85 degrees today, snow in the mountains. It's fantastic. You have a little bit of both worlds.
Yeah. Well, listen, Jeff and I spoke a few days ago, and one of the topics that we talked about in relation to his Jeff Galloway 13.1 half marathon coming up in December was his desire to have a brand new Jeff Galloway retreat. And that's why I've asked you to come on the show today and to tell all of our listeners a little bit about the retreat that you've got for that. But before we get started, let me ask you a few questions about yourself, if you don't mind. How did you get started in this business, and how'd you come about this very special relationship that you and Jeff Galloway have?
Well, let me see, where should I start with that? I've met him through my relatives, because we've been always very close, and he's worked with my relatives before in marathon running. And people wanted to jump across and go to other destinations, and we actually developed another marathon tour, which is called Run Italy and Run Italy Tours, and we take marathon runners to Rome. And from there, we have established a great rapport as well with the community and others in the running community and with Jess, to where we have expanded, and he has asked me to do another tour with him, and this is the Jeff Galloway 13.1 run that's benefiting the Piedmont Park and TAPS, and I believe you know what TAPS are, T-A-P-S, for the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors of Caring for Families of Fallen Heroes. So this is a charity run, and it's benefiting those two good causes, and here I am.
Tell me a little bit about the retreat itself. What's the flavor? What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to for the average runner who comes to this? What are you trying to go away with?
Well, you know, let me just tell you, we actually Run Italy is we're a marathon tour specialist, and what we want to do is we want to offer packages to help you fall in love with your destination, just not go to your destination. Because, you know, runners go everywhere, and that's great, and they do a great job at finishing a marathon race and all that that comes to it to get to that point. Well, we don't want it to stop there. We want you to finish with the finish line standing up, of course, and enjoy your surrounding area as well as taking it all in and taking more than just the day of the race. So,
very good. So how did the idea come up? Tell me a little bit about, did you come up with this idea and approach Jeff? Did he approach you about it?
Jeff approached me, actually, because, like I said, we do a tour for him in Rome for runners. It's the Rome Marathon. And he came to me and approached me and said, you know, this is fantastic. I think we should get this out there. And so we developed a tour package for the Atlanta run. And we've done it in a fashion to where it's more of a a la carte type of deal, so that you can pick your own menu of your own package, because we understand that the typical American has a lot going on Monday through Friday, but we definitely want to make it work around their schedule. And he appreciates how we customize and we bring attention to detail to everything that we do for the marathon runners, and that's how we put together these packages, so that it can entice that.
I think it's a great idea. I can't tell you how many races I've gone to with my wife, and unless you really know what's going on in that city, you find yourself sometimes just getting up in the morning thinking, well, what do you want to do today?
And Kevin, you hit that on the nose. Okay,
yeah.
So we realize that price is important as well, because in America, you know, everybody knows how to do their own planning and this and that, and they're so used to it, and they're so good at that. And where Jeff brought me in, and of course we do international runs, but where Jeff brought me in to this national run is so that we could actually subside that that indecision and the discomfort of, okay, what do I do today, and what time do I need to get up, and where do I need to be? We take care of all that. All the logistics for you, we take care of everything. All you have to do is show up. Of course, sign up with us at on our group package, one of our packages, and then show up, and that's all, you know, and just enjoy yourself. So we actually take care of everything for you.
Amazing. Well, you touched a little bit a minute ago, Vaso, on the whole smorgasbord kind of thing. Can you give us some, and we're not going to do justice in a short conversation for this, but
right.
What I'd like to do is whet some appetites and get them to the right spot. Can you tell us some of the highlights of some of the things that the runners and their families might like to include in these packages?
Well, let me just tell you, first of all, we don't want the runners just to go as just runners and not bring their fans or their family with them. So we've developed a package that actually entitles the non-runner to come too, so they can actually submit and sign up with us. We understand some people don't run, but they like to be on the sidelines. Well, that's just as important, I feel, and we feel, for marathon runners, that they have that support there. And isn't it great to actually share something so fantastic after you finish your race to be there with your family and friends? So we're definitely there for you as well at the finish line, but definitely would love to have your friends and family with us. So we've actually incorporated that into our packages. Another thing in our packages that we incorporated, a lot of people didn't realize that we did have a retreat package. So what we do is we customize anyway. So we are actually customizing as well if indeed you've already purchased a bib entry or a VIP pass, because that's part of our packages.
Perfect. So you're a little bit flexible with that regard. It doesn't,
definitely. I mean, there's some things we can't do, but there's things that we can do. So we definitely will do our best to do what we can. But definitely our packages offer you most of your meals, your transfers to and from the race. You can actually do clinics and run with your coach, Jeff Galloway. We have private dinners with Jeff Galloway and Barbara Galloway. We visit a great Atlanta tourist attraction. We try to bring the best out of the best at where we're at, and that's what we want to do with this marathon.
Very cool. So my ears perked up when you said something that you kind of jumped across, but I think our listeners are all stopped for a minute. There's actually clinics and the opportunity to run with Jeff?
Yes,
above
of course.
Above and beyond just the race we're talking
not
here,
just
right?
The race. It would be a run in the morning. So, I mean, Jeff trains hard, and he's very consistent and good at what he does, and he walks the talk, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And he does his runs in the morning, and he would do a private run with our participants, and that's a VIP pass from us, too. So that's part of our VIP, not just the day of the race, but other things like that.
Nice. There's a book signing, I see.
Yes, we've got book signing as well, and you will actually receive a book of your choice of Barbara or Jeff's, and they will sign it to you personally.
Oh, whoa. Lots of food, breakfast every day. There's a pasta dinner, I think.
We are doing a pasta dinner as well, yes, and that's included. Everything's included. Like I said, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, they try to let's put it this way, you know, they're very conscious of wanting to actually save money, and of course we all do. And this actually, doing the packages saves money for you because everything is included. And, you know, once you try to save, or you think something looks less expensive on the internet because you're going to do things on your own, you end up spending more money or just as much money as you would if you just took our packages and took it stress-free.
Very cool. Well, we're not going to, like I said, we're not going to do justice to this whole package. So,
right, thanks,
Kevin. Where can we find all the specifics?
Okay, well, Kevin, there's our main official website is AtlantaHalfMarathon.guru, as well as runitaly.com. You go to either one of those sites, and that's runitaly, runitaly.com, and that'll give you options in there, and that'll direct you to the official websites and what we're offering, especially for Atlanta. And that website directly is AtlantaHalfMarathon.guru.
Awesome. So my last question for you, Vaso, is that, so I now go to the website, I look around, I see all this very cool stuff, but I have further questions. How do I get in touch with you to ask?
Absolutely. So there is a contact us page, and you definitely just go in there and put in your information, your phone number, and your question, and we will get back with you. One of our staff members or I personally will get back with you so that we can actually answer your questions and get you going to get signed up.
Very good. Well, I have to tell you, Vasa, that when I had the conversation with Jeff last week, he speaks very, very highly of you and the talents you bring to his retreats. So,
thank you, Kevin. Thank you for telling
me
that.
I'm sure you're going to do a bang-up job with this, too. And I hope you fill up and overflow with this thing, and I appreciate you coming on the show today with us.
Thank you for having us and me. And, you know, I definitely want it to blow up. I want it to be fantastic. I want it to be something that people will remember always, and that's what would they always take away from our package tours, from any run that we've ever done in the past, that they say these memories are priceless, and they're so excited that they did join our package tour because they wouldn't have experienced what they did at the heights that they did. And, you know, we become all friends, too, and it's more than just a day or a weekend or a week somewhere. It's actually, it's a great relationship with everybody and the runners, and we keep in touch afterwards, too. So, yeah, I would love to have it fantastic. It is an inaugural run this year, and we will be celebrating, of course, and we will have champagne, and I hope to see you there, Kevin.
There you go. Yeah, I can't wait to meet you in person.
I look forward to it, definitely. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Vaso.
Thank
you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Take
okay,
care.
Bye-bye.
So there you go. I hope you're getting as excited as I am. Half of the excitement that I'm building up, to be honest, is the anticipation of meeting as many of you as I can. That kind of pumps me up. So have you signed up yet? I'm signed up. I signed up about 3 weeks ago, I think. Now I'm getting these cool little newsletters and things. So check it out. I really want to meet you down there. Got some special podcast stuff we're trying to put together as well with Mr. Galloway. So before I go on, I wanted to give everyone an update on a project we spoke about in episode 3. A project that I was calling Get Gordon to Boston. I was pretty excited about using Run Walk Run to train Gordon to qualify for the Boston Marathon next year. But life has gotten in the way. And unfortunately, we're going to have to put that project on hold. And I hope that's the right phrase. I honestly do. I hope this is not something we'll never get around to. Because I think it's a cool idea. I think I had all the right players. It's just, as John Lennon once said, life is what happens while you're busy making other plans. So what do you think about the retreat idea, huh? Doesn't it sound kind of cool just to say, hey, Vaso, I'll be here on Friday. I'm leaving on Sunday. I have a race on Sunday morning. You do the rest. Tell me where to be when, and I don't want to have to worry about the rest of it. She's laid this thing out almost so well that it's kind of a pick and choose. If you want to add or subtract something to it, give her a call. Ask her about it. I think it's a rather cool way to see the city and let you concentrate on the training part of it. Vaso also mentioned that the Jeff Galloway 13.1 Half Marathon is a charity event. The charity event is to benefit the Piedmont Conservatory as well as TAPS. TAPS, have you heard of TAPS? Get over to the website and check it out. TAPS stands for Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. A very, very cool organization. TAPS is America's only nonprofit veterans service organization chartered solely to assist the surviving families of military members who have died in action serving our country. And to that end, Jeff and I also have a link in the show notes and on the webpage where you could contribute to our very modest goal. I think we're trying to raise $500 for those two worthy organizations. So if you've got some spare change down in the seat cushions, we would certainly appreciate it. Thanks in advance for anything you might be able to do on that front. So that'll do it for episode 4 of the Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway 13.1 edition. Appreciate your time. Thank you so much for the download and for spending the last hour plus with us. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to send your questions, comments to the show for episode number 4. We have a hotline. It's on the webpage, but just in case, you've got a piece of paper and pencil handy. It's area code 206-339-8741. The webpage, www.thegalawayextramile.com. Lots of show notes today, so no need to memorize that number or any of the other links that we spoke about today. Just pop on over, and those are all in the show notes. And until next time, I hope your training's going well. I hope you're getting as excited about December as I am. And most of all, I hope you all enjoy your extra mile.
Joining us on this edition of the Extra Mile Podcast, Jeff Galloway 13.1 edition. Please visit our website at www.thegalawayextramile.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show, questions for Jeff, or any of our virtual table of experts at thegalawayextramile@gmail.com. If you would like to call us with your comments and questions, please call our listener comment line at 206-339-8741.
Time to run.